We're in the middle of Sif Yud Beis, Nesimin Shin Tezayim. Let us again start the lesson of the Mahaber on Sif Yud Beis. Chaya v'oif shebir shusay. A person possesses a chaya and oif shebir shusay. That means they, at night, the zicha come back. They have a room and board there. They sleep there. They eat there. And by day, perhaps he wants to mitzvah them. They are not too compliant. Is muta l'tzadam. So even though they are not too compliant, not too cooperative, but again, it's not such a big deal to be Isaac Bitzaidosan. So Meikar Hadin, they're called Nitzaidim Vaimdim, because they will Zicha come back to him at night. So Mutal Nitzaidim. So therefore one is permitted to be saw them by day. Vuhu shaloi yimroidu. That is, they are not so cooperative, but they're not in a darge of meridim. They're not rebelling against him. So the effort that is needed to besot them is not too strenuous, not too great. So the Mechaber holds this amount of tzedek is permissible since they are not in a gedder of meridim. Avol imheim meridim, but if they are meridim, that means they're defiant, so even though by night they're going to come back, but now by day they're defiant, and he has to make a large asik to betzot them, also lit off some, so then one is not permitted to capture them. Afilo bechotzer, even though they're in a chotzer, that means a large chotzer, that is only a seder derabbanon to begin with, because he can't catch them. Imachotzer godel shimloi godloi bein b'nei odomo yitzrichim mitzayda. That means it's a large chotzer. And if it would not have been that they're oimed to come back at night, there would be an issa tzeda midiraisa in order to capture them. That means one would need a real hishtablis to capture them. By day, they're defiant. But since they are so devoid them, that means that since at night they're going to come back, so min ha-toire, there's no iser tzeda whatsoever, even by murdim, because at night they're going to come back. There's only an iser tzeda midarabonim. So then it is also. So that is the Shita Samachaber. The Shita Samachaber differentiates by a chaya v'oif that is oimed to come back at night. That there's no shaus going to come back at night. So min ha-toire is called nitzin v'oimed. He is already the concept of seder does not apply by this chayavoy because he's going to come back on his own at night. We are now, but it's by day, and there are the difficulties in getting him to come back to the rishus. So then the Mechaber differentiated. If it is not a darga of meride, they're just not compliant by day, so then there's no issa whatsoever to be told them. And one is permitted to be told them in Shabbos. But if they are rebellious, by day. So then there is an Iser Seder Midrabbonon. That is the Shita of the Mechaber. Hagor. So now the Remor comes and says, V'yesh Oimrim, the also Lotzud Chaya Vo'oy Sheber Shusoy, V'in Sodom Potov. Now the Remor disagrees with the first case of the Mechaber. The first case of the Mechaber, that the Mechaber said, if there is a tzeder that is needed because these animals are not so cooperative, it is mutter. That is what the Mechaber held, as long as it's not a darga of merida, of rebelling. The Remor holds, if any tzeder is needed in order to get them back into his reshus, it is also midarabonam. So we have a case when they're not murdim, but they're not too cooperative. Is there an isa midarabonam to be tzod this chayavoy? Since miikar adin der nitzaydim voimdim, because at night they're going to come back to his house on their own accord for room and board. Is there an Issa Midarabonon? So the Mechaber holds there's no Issa Midarabonon. And even though some sort of tzeder is required to get them back, the Remor holds that it is also. The also, now let us see in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Nun Zayin. V'yesh Oimrim the also, Hainu, Shehem Bachutz. They're outside now. Oy bifnim bebayis kodo sheyesh boy shir tzeder. Or they're in the house. It's a large house that they are not out. The matzim that they are in now, they are not considered nitzud. That means if he wants to catch them now, he needs his shtadlus to catch them. Dahainu shalo yochel lahasig b'shchiya achas uchenal b'reisha simen. With one ishtadlus, he cannot get them. They're not a darga of murdim, so the Remor holds that it is also. Even though they're mitzoydim v'oimdim, because tonight they're going to come back. So we have here a machlokes, the Mechaber and the Remor. Uposku ha'achronim kayesh oimrim hazeh. And the achronim paskin like these yesh oimrim. So it comes out, any chaya v'ois who is not compliant and not cooperative, even though at night it's going to come back, but now I need some sort of a tzeder to get him back into my reshus. It is also midarabonam. That's how the Chayim Paskin likes the Remor. Now, so now he speaks about, he speaks about shailas, which involve a hefsed momen, if there are ages, but one can do. So he says as follows. V'im yotzu ha'oifes l'chutz. These oifes went outside. V'choshesh shelo yignevu oisam. Now he's afraid that they might get stolen. Now, so we're speaking about to be tzod, and now he has to make a mice and say that to get them back in the Remor paskin that it's also.
He said the words of the shalom, doesn't mean that they will not get stolen.
But no, he's afraid that they shouldn't get stolen. Yeah, I'm the also the tovsom ba'atzma biyadayim. So he's not allowed to chase them back into the house, the outside now. And if he's going to go now to shul and daven, and it could be when he comes back, the ganovim took them. And he's not allowed to be tzod them. So he says a few kulis. Mikomaken, intinoikis tanem sodinoisam. The small children, they see the chicken is running outside, and so they decide on their own accord. He didn't tell them a word. They decide on their own accord, they're going to send them back the chicken. What is the chicken doing outside? And so limchais miyodam. So he doesn't have to be meisha. We have to know exactly the Mishnah Berurah. This is a chayodam, is very unclear. Later the Nishu speaks about it, but these children, are they his own children? They're from the children. His own children, the Sahih of Chinuch, how old are they? Al Kaponim, it is unclear. But Al Kaponim, the Rehitas HaDvarim, he didn't write any conditions. He didn't tell them to do anything. And they decide to chase them back in. And it's a mocking, a Sophic Hepsid moment. So he doesn't have to be through and tell them anything. Number one, that's the first cooler. Number two, a little more. Gam de muta loyma leini Yehudi sheyotsu loysom. If he sees a goy, he can tell a goy to chase them, to chase them back into the house. Now, this is already a bigger chiddush. We have to appreciate this chiddush. We're speaking about atzeda de rabbonim. When the fellow the Ramah that asked, he asked, this is minatayr, it's not atzeda, they called nitzad v'oim, and at night they come back, so minatayr, they're not called nitzad. Mid the rabbonim, it's also lot say nice. The rabbanon it's also. Now he's telling a guy to he goes out. He sees the chicken is out walking in the street, and across the street is a Puerto Rican that's looking at the chicken, and he sees a guy that he knows, and he tells the guy he may be bringing the chicken. So Nahavi shmus to shmus. It's a shmus to shmus. Now, we have to realize, he just said, Amor de Kechidish, the normal heter of a shmus to shmus, to tell a goy to do an iser de rabbonon is by a hefsed merube. This is not a hefsed merube, this is a chash, maybe there'll be nignav, but al kaponim, we have here a heter. He was matav. Perhaps the reason of the heter is because he's taking into consideration there's a machaber that holds that there's no issa. Means the machlek is a machaber in the Ramah. Good, we pass like the Ramah. Good, above. We pass like the Ramah, but we can't forget about the machaber. And now there's a chashem a yignavu. So perhaps everything went into the cheshbon. Ken kosam chaye yodam. So the vial we have here, even though we paskin, he's not allowed to trap them, but this is a chash shama yignemu, is matter to tell a goy to bring them into the house and to be sold them. The kosavoid, mochidushim, the Chayodah wanted to address the problem. There's a problem over here. He might end up without chickens, might say Shabbos. They might be gigambit. The muta lamayin bifnei oiv shelo yivrach, that means the oiv wants to get out, must get out in the street, and shelo yivrach neishim emele yarzel labayis. That means the oif will see it's not so easy to get out, so the oif mitzad atzmai will go back to the bayis. That means perhaps it's out of the house already, but somehow he's by blocking the mokim mehila, so the oif will see it's too difficult to go out, so we'll go back to the bayis. גם הביא המוגן אברום בשם הגודל, דמותו לדחוס האויף מאחו, one is permitted to kick the oif from the back, שיקונס לבייס, אם הבייס גודל, שאין יוכל להשיגוי שום בשחייה אחס, ואין כאן צדו גמורו. Now, another head up. That means he's not going to get it into the chicken coop. He can get it into the house, which in the house is a tzedo de rabono. That means in the house you have to run around to catch it. It's in the house. So this is a tzedo de rabono. The whole iser is also a de rabono. And he is doing... We have to appreciate, perhaps this is called, Bilaloh, he mentions this is at Seidu Kilach Yad, by kicking it. So, but here we find something, we have to appreciate the coolest which are being said over here. So he have two Darabonons, but this is not a Milalakum, he's doing something. The Mishnah Berurah was Mako and Zachash Gnevim. The Mishnah Berurah was Mako. He makes up his Atzeide Kalacha Yad to the Rabbonons, and he's doing it himself. He's also Mako. Then can say the Gemurah. B'chaye Odom Kosav, the Imdalkoi Shal Oisoi Ha'oif, שאין נשמת מן היד. Now, if this oif is, כל זמן you don't chase it, it's, it could be, it wants to be independent. But when you start chasing it, the chicken sits down, it won't run away. כמו שיש מן התרנגולת שתקף היא יושבת כשרוצים לתפסו, ואין צורך לרדוף אחריה. So that means, I have here an oif, that when the oif sees they want it to go back and I start doing a pula, it will sit down. So then it's called, that's not called even I'm trapping it. The Bahu ain iso tzedo klau le kulei alma im hugelo kvar babayis. Now, so here the Hayodom is saying, Achidish, we have to appreciate all the fine chilukim. We hear here the Mechaba held, if you have a chaya voif, that will come back at night. So, in that Torah, there's no tzedo. If the chaya ba'oif is not compliant, and I have to chase it a little bit in order to get it back, it's not a darga of meirid, which a lot of ishtadlus is necessary, but I need some ishtadlus. The Mechaba said it's mutter, the Gemara held it's also. But if there's only a minimum ishtadlus which is necessary, that means as soon as they start running towards the Talmagoylus, it sits down and waves a white flag, finished, give up already. So such a Talmagoylus, even the Gemara holds its mutter. That means the Gemara that was machmer by say that means it's... It's not compliant, it's not cooperative, it's not a murid, but there's an isel seder. But if this, the minute the Talagoyla sees that I want it to get back, it's going to sit down. So such a seder, a fellow, according to the Ramah's mutter. ומותר להכניס עדי תחייה לראות פעף לבייס קודני לכלוב שלו וכן יש להוקו. So I'm allowed to bring it in now to... So this is not... So I'm allowed to make a real tzedo. That means I'm going to put it into the chicken coop. I'm going to shut the chicken coop a real tzedo. Because this town of Goylus is... Since it gives up right away, so it is not considered a tzedo at all. And this is mutafil according to the Rambam. Now, let us go a little further. So the Rambam said, V'yesh oimrim da'osa lotsud chaya v'oim shebushusay. Lotsud. Ulefizet. So now we hear here a Rambam that asad tseido v'ya chaya v'oim shebushusay. Ulefizet yesh li zoyel v'shloy lahachnis ho'oifes b'shabes min habayis shugodu umechusat seydisham. So now, the person has in his house, he has the chickens which are walking around, and he wants them to get into the coop. So according to the Rambam, that's what the Rambam said. The Rambam said, you're not allowed to. Lefize yesh li zoy shlo lahachnis ha'oifois b'shabes min ha'bayis kshu godol ha'mechusar tzei disham. That means even though it's not outside, it's in the house already, but he wants to get it from the house into the chicken coop. Limkoim ha'kluv shalahem into the chicken coop. Shesham ha'mokim tzar o'mikri tzei gemur. So Mamela, according to the Rambam, it's in the house, it's very uncomfortable, and Shabbos, the chicken is walking around in the house. He very much appreciated to get into the coop. And the chicken at the present time is not interested in going into the coop. So according to the Rambam, you let the chicken walk around in the house and fafalam. Ve'im hu miskaven lachnisom lakluv rak kidei shlo yasu hezekes babayis. Now, if he has an interest to get them out of the house into the chicken coop, he has an interest that they're walking around, flying around. He has the crystal glasses on the table. He has the chopstick, everything. And if this Tarnagolus will be, have a free hand, there'll be a lot of hezekis. So, Efsha Sheyesh Lahoto. He's not saying something definite, but he's saying maybe one could be makel, and let us understand why he was makel. It's very interesting why he was makel. Now, if the reason that he wants the chicken out of the house in the chicken coop is because the chicken is making hezekis in the house. So, the teder, that what I'm trapping the chicken is not because I want it trapped, that it should be there. I want that it should not be in the house. So this already is called a melacha shein etzricha leguf. So now, the Mishnah Berurah starts making cheshbonos. We heard before as follows. We had before, if there's a nochosh that wants to bite him, that is shayla of pikuach nefoshes, but it's painful. So we learned he's permitted to trap the nochosh, because it's a malacha shein tzricha leguf, and according to Rav Poskim, it's also midarabonon, and b'mokim tzar haguf, they were makel. So he starts off with this halacha. Here they were makel b'mokim tzar haguf. They were makel to do a malacha of tzedor. That means I'm going to trap him because it's a tzedor derabonon. It's a mokim, and then it's because it's a malacha shein tzricha leguf. That's what we had learned. But now, from that halacha alone, that is no comparison to our halacha. That halacha means is a tzara haguf. That means if this nachas will bite him, he'll be in the pain for a whole week. If my God, it's not, he doesn't have to be hospitalized, but it's very painful. So here they were matar the isel feder, which is at the rabbonim, because it's a halacha since isel hagufa, but mokim tzara haguf. Here, the chicken won't bite him. The chicken won't break the crystal. That can be. Maybe his wife might bite him, but let's not talk about that. So let's go. So there is a hefsid moment. Look, a hefsid moment, one cannot compare to that halach. Fine. Zot the Mishnah Brura, but let's look, let's understand. But this is two darabonos. That means, first of all, it's a malach reshem tzricha legufa, which is one darabonah. But then, this chicken, that at night it's going to go back into its coop. So the iser tzeda over here is a darabonah. So here we have two darabonahs, b'mokim hefsid. Not hefsid merubah. That's why he didn't say Efsha, but he says Efsha, Efsha sheyesh lahakol. He didn't say something definite, but he said.
He didn't write that halakha in his life with any emotion.
Efsha sheyesh lahakol. Maybe one could be makol. Efsha sheyesh lahakol b'mokim hefsit. So until she brings down, it's a mir de kechidish over here. I mean, this is not a mir lakum. This is, this he himself is doing two darabonons, but mokim hefsid. He doesn't, okay, we don't know what he doesn't mention what the hefsid could be. I mean, could be his very, but he doesn't say that this is one of the tenoim. He was made by two darabonos, a yid, to do a malacha, two darabonos, bring the rabban, can he ever, we don't find such a thing, that a yid should do two darabonos. But Mokim Hefsid, even a goy is not so poshut. Al Koponim, he was, maybe again, he also took into consideration, we have here the Das HaMechaber that holds there's no Yisrael Tzedin Gansen. So Memele could be, this also was a Cheshba. In the Mir Halach, he doesn't mention this, but could be, this is something that he took into consideration. By the Mir Halach. Now, so this, all these coolers which we are saying, we're starting off that this chicken, who now is not cooperative, tonight it's going to come back. There's no shayla. Now it's an action. So memele, so because it's going to come back tonight, so it's not a tzedem in a teir, it's called nitzed v'oimet. So we're speaking about the rabbonans, what the rabbonans here, another the rabbonan, it's a malach ha-shem tzricha legufa. So memele, so there's a mokim to be makel. But that's all when I hear this darabonon, this darabonon that's going to come back at night. V'imhoyu oifeis hadoshin shaloi hugalu babayis. What is the din? He got in a new chicken. Shaloi hugalu babayis. So that means like this. If this chicken leaves the house, it's not going to come back tonight. This is not the acquaintance between him and the chicken did not get. But this chicken leaves, it's goodbye. It's not going to come back. So now, if I'm going to do a pool to put him in the coop to make sure he doesn't leave, I am making a tzeda b'yeraisa, a new chicken that. That is to not become attached to this mokim. V'mayoyfeis chadoshim shulei hugalu babayis. Yesh bozeh iser b'chol gavne. Dus dan is er hier zijn is er zijn er aber die reizen waar veel en we won't be in all cases it's I'm afraid it's going to be months again. Listen, if it's a new chicken, I just lost the darabonan of this environment because mitzadat me will not come back at night. So forget about it. Va'afilu im nichnesu ba'atmom lekluv. Baruch Hashem went into the coop. But later, the coop store is open. So, also, linol adele shel hakluv. You can't shut the door. Bisneim, because this is, I'd say, the eraisa. But it's a very interesting biralochem that says something very interesting. He says, this new chicken, what's that, a new chicken? By him, he just acquired it today. He says, let's say, for example, this new chicken belonged to someone on the block. Let's make it an easy case. It belonged to someone else. He bought it. He bought it from him. So now, this chicken, if it's going to leave, it won't come to his house, Meitzoy Shabbos, because he doesn't know him, but he's going to go to the neighbor. I mean, for the last 5 years, it was by the neighbor on the block. So he's going to go to the neighbor on the block. So this chicken is called also Nitzit Vayimid. So it doesn't even be Nitzit by me. That means as long as this chicken will go back to a coop, Meitzoy Shabbos, so here with the head of Nitzit Vayimid. So it's irrelevant if it'll come to my coop or come to my neighbor's coop, as long as it can go back to a coop. The shaila is if he bought it from someone who lives 20 miles away, so the chicken won't go 20 miles away now. So now the chicken at night, it's going to go to search for its own dirim. So that chicken is not Nitzit. But if the previous Bailam is in the neighborhood and he's going to go back to that house, so Mamela is called Nitzit Vayimid.
Can you get traffic in his house or in the other person's house?
No, so you lost the derisus. It's only a derabonon. So whatever kula I have in the derabonon, whatever he was making, two derabonons, whatever you can do, I can do now also, because it's a trapped animal already. Now, avo poro visus, v'choshken shah chayev oif shemoldu, im sodon chayev chatos. Now, we're going to speak about a poro visus, a polo vesus shemoldu and a chayev oif shemoldu. We're speaking about a different meride in Gansa. And on this meride, the chayev achatos. Our polo vesus perish. The polo vesus shehem mine behemis loishayech seido klal afilo midarabonam. The whole concept of trapping an animal is only by an animal who desires freedom and will run away. That's a higher voice. So memele, so there's a concept of trapping. The Aisa, the Rabbonim. Apollo Jesus, you tell them, because my son Amatsav of Merida will see, you tell a normal polo vesus, you tell them, stop, he stops. It's that means they're very obedient. The polo vesus, I mean, by him, so shaykh, say the klal, afsulu mi darabonam. Va afsulu kono oisom mechodosh, he purchased a new polo, vadayin loyhuglu lovoy levesoy, he won't know where to come back. Ki eina suyin li shomeit mitachas yideyodom. They do not go away. That means they're very obedient. So memele, it's not, I'll tell them to So there's no concept of Seder. Seder was only said by an animal who is searching for freedom, and I'm capturing it. So that's the concept of Seder. But a Torah v'sus, who are very obedient, umuta litvais oisam, veliska oisam, v'mokim tzav. So lechatrila, I bought a new sus, and I told the sus, I'm allowed to take the sus and put him in a mokim tzav, and shalom ha'yisro. That is not considered Seder whatsoever. Ubishar chayevois, now another chayevoi, shem birshusoi, that they're logal to be birshusoi, sha'asuyen lihishomet mideyodom, that means a chayevois is not obedient. It has a mind of its own and it runs away from people. Af she'ein tzrichen mitsudo letaipsom, that means I don't have to capture them. Ki yavoyu me'atzmon lebeison le'erev, at night they're going to go back to the bayis. Mikol bokim yesh bayis seder the rabbonim. That was the remote. So he's just giving a little hakdama before Moldu. Before Moldu, by a por of a sus, there's no concept of Seder whatsoever, because it's very obedient. It doesn't run away from a person. By a chayevoi, they're not so obedient. It's about kaponim, but since they're going to come back at night, so it's only at Seder the Rabbanon. V'chose b'shaloi moldu. But that is only if they did not rebel. So what kind of rebellion are we speaking about? Avol moldu afilu por of Jesus chayev chatos avul tzedosam. But if they made a strong rebellion, we'll see soon what this means, afilu nizgadlo mitchila bebeisai, afilu, they grew up by him. V'zehu shekosav v'choskein shah chaya voiz. V'hu, that means a chaya voiz is normally a tzeder d'rabbonon. A Torah v'sus is no issa whatsoever. But that is only if loy moldu. What does moldu mean over here? V'hu shemoldu ha'poro v'asus legamri. That means they were moirit uvohu mirshusoi atzitzorich levakesh mitzoida yeze tachmulois letofsoi. That means in order to catch this for of Jesus, it's not coming back. The gameinam boim la'erev leveisoi, they will not come back. They left. A guten tog. Now in order to catch them, he has to... It's a kunst to catch them. You need tachbulis to catch them. So this moldu, so we have here a new moldu, which we weren't learning about before. The moldu before was that they will come back at night. They're just a moldu by day. And that, we said, is an issa d'rabbonim. But if this is a moldu that they're not coming back, so then even though this is a por of a sus, which normally the whole concept of Seder does not apply, here it applies. V'choskein sholchai v'oif shemoldu. Mayri gamkein shemoldu. What does moldu mean over here? Uvohu. They ran away. Ve'einam choizrim leveisai ba'erev. They will not come back. Elen lonim basode. They're going to be in the... They're not coming back. Kavozo Varavzo Shalonim Alamayim Vikosha Latovsom Beli Mesoide Visachbulo Vigam HaMechava Moides Tobezeh Chayim Chatos Atsoide Oysom. So Memele, here if you have an animal that will not come back without tachmules, so this is a tzein in the eraisa. Because vuachroinim the mizen nilmay dehu adin. So now this to me, he had already mentioned once, if he acquired a new animal, which will not come back because it's not used to this house. Im kone avozim v'talnagoylim echodosh. Vadayim einom regilim klal bebeisoy. They're not normal. Vim yetsu lo yasoid labayis al tenaker baashko hatsodon chayer. So if a person would saw them, so that means either moldu or atan the goyles chadosha that is not used to this house and will not come back by itself. So when if he does tachbula is to get it back, he's chayim chatos.
What is
a geese? Atzodon chayiv v'im yotzu min habayis also letzoidom afilu al yidei ein yehudi, because this is amir la'akum to do an iser deraisa. V'im yotzu min habayis v'nire de'im habayis godo de'loimoto lei b'chad shchiyah. Now, to bring them back into the house, after they're in the house, they're still not nitzed min ha-teire because he can't get to them, but he's getting them out of the street. V'niredim ha-bayis godol le'moto le'bechad shriye. So now I want to tell a goy to bring them into the house. I want to tell a guy to bring them into the house. So what did I do? So there's a mirror la'akum to make a tzeidah de rabbonim, because in the house, they're also not captured. I can't catch them b'chad shchiyah with one hishtadlus. So I'm telling a guy to make a tzeidah de rabbonim. Again, muta ayidei eini yehudim lachnisan besoichai im choyshe sheyovi lidei pseidem. So again, also here he was meiko amira la'akum to do a make a tzeder de rabbonon. That means they're in a mokim that they are not completely caught there. Says Meiko. V'im tinoikes ktanim roitze moisam. Again, if there's tinoikes ktanim, la'aziram l'soich habayis, tam keinem roichem biyodom, v'ayin bebir aloche. This is the bir aloche. Now, so he says, look at the bir aloche. Now, the Ramah ended, Chosur, a cat, dino kishar chayo, but also letovso b'shabes. So we just said that a shar chayo moit, we have here again the machlokes, the mahaber, and the remo. Chosoloimar dein dino kebehema elo kechayo moit, v'yesh bo kol klotei dine isa tzeida k'moi behem u'chenal. So God here in Dushu, he brings down there's something very interesting. So it brings from Nissan Karelitz, I don't have the site that he brings it from, V'chatulem shebizmaneinu hagdelem bebotei anoshim. There are some cats that are part of the family, and he adds dogs also. Said the mamish are very compliant and docile. V'ein b'misel seder. V'chein datei legabei klovim hagdelem bebotei anoshim. They have space puppies or dogs. They're also part of the family, so he holds that these cats and these dogs are mamish. So it's a din like a pol of Jesus. It's a din of a pol of Jesus, and it's mutav. Okay, we'll stop here.